Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, on the 9th of November 1995, Jojo Dollard was on her way home from Dublin, where she'd met up with friends earlier on that day. She didn't make it home to Callan in County Kilkenny, and now, 29 years on, her family are still urging anyone with information about where she might be or her whereabouts that day to come forward. Jojo's sister Kathleen is with us here on Lunchtime Live today, and Kathleen, thank you for taking the call. 29 years.
Thank you.
Yeah, 29 years on, Kathleen. I'm sure you remember everything so vividly about that day.
It's a day we'll never forget. That'll always be etched in our minds. That's the day our lives changed forever. Like as you said yourself, she was on her way home and she got her lift to Farrah's Moon, and thank God she made a phone call that night to her friend, because we know she got to the phone box. It's after that we're trying to put the pieces together, and that has changed our lives forever. It's been absolutely devastating for us, and to think that, God love her, she got as far as Moon, and she was so anxious and trying her best to get back home, and what did she go through? The fear she must have had, and realizing when things weren't, she wasn't going to get home. God love her, and we could just turn the clock, the hands of time back, to be honest about you, but yeah.
She's 21 years of age.
21 years of age, yeah. She was born on January the 25th, 1974. And she was so young. I mean, she had her whole life ahead of her. She has nieces and nephews and friends and family. And they miss her so much. She's a wonderful family and great friends, and it's been absolutely devastating on everybody, and they've always said, her friends, that she was a treasure to know, and we just want her back home, that's all, after all this time.
Just bring us back, Kathleen, in as much as you can, and maybe tell us a little bit about that day, because, there could be people listening today that it might just flag something in their memory from that night on the 9th of November back in 1995. But Jojo was in Dublin. She had met up with pals earlier on in the day.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yeah. She'd gone to Dublin to tie up a few loose ends, because she had moved back home in the last during the end of that summer, and she met with friends in Dublin, and realising that she had missed her last bus, she decided to take a bus which took her as far as Naas, and from Naas then she tummed a lift which took her, the first lift brought her as far as Kilcullen, and the second lift brought her as far as the phone box in Moon, County Kildare.
And what time roughly did she arrive there, Kathleen?
Around 11:37 is when she phoned her friend from the phone box. That night, yeah. And she was just having a little chat with her friend on the phone, and a car was coming, so she said to her, hang on a second, she said to her friend, I'm going out, a car was coming, so that car passed and didn't stop, so she came in, and then another car came, and she went out, and she ran back in and said to her friend, I have a lift, she said, I'll contact you at my next stop. And she was hoping if she got as far as Carlow that she could stay with a friend in Carlow. And that was it. There was no other word from Jojo after that. Now, there have been sightings of a girl leaning in the back door of a dark coloured car in Moon at that time of night. But there's been a lot of leads in Jojo's case, but we know she got to Moon. That's where we know she got as far as there, and thank God.
She'd got the last bus from Dublin, got to Naas on the Kildare-bound bus at about about 10 to 11, wasn't it, that night, and then hitched from Naas to Moon.
That's right, yeah. She's got two lifts, which eventually brought her as Moon. And it's after that that we're trying to... We were appealing to anybody that who has information. I know it's 29 years later, but it's never too late to come forward and tell us what they know. We understand that there could be something, was something that was holding them back from coming forward. They're probably afraid, fear. And after all this time, they're probably worried, God, what will they think if I come across with this piece of information? But trust us, that's all we want. And if they want to add something onto a statement or change it, please do it. Please, we ask them to believe us when we say, all we want is to have Georgia brought back home. She needs to be brought back home. She's a family who miss her, and we need to know where she is. And that's all. That, and we want people to understand, don't be afraid to come forward, because that's all we want after all these years.
Do you believe there could be somebody listening today, Kathleen, that has that crucial piece of information?
I'm praying there is. If they hear the appeals, and I'm praying that they'll look into their hearts and help us. And if they could just realise, if we all have loved ones, and we went through COVID, which was horrific. We couldn't go and visit our family and friends, but when COVID lifted, they were able to go and chat to them, give them a hug. We can't, and I'm praying that they will come for us, because somebody does know something, and we're pleading with them to help us bring Georgia home, help her finish that journey, and bring her back to us.
Yeah, it's like, and I think that's a really important part of this, Kathleen. That for you and you've two other siblings too, Kathleen, don't you?
Myself and Nora.
Yeah, there's the two of you left. And I know for you both, it's less about revenge and more about you just want
to find
the information.
That's just to have her back. That's all. It's just the information to bring her home. That's all we want. To be able to have, we can't do anything for her at the moment, because we don't know where she is. At least if we had a grave to go to, we could put flowers on and sit down and chat to her. We know she's there. And it would be such a huge relief for us and her family and everybody who knew and loved her to know she's back home in her, beside her parents and beside her mum. Do you know what I mean? I got, dad passed away before she was born, and she was the world to Mam, and she loved Mam so much. I mean, like, and Mam passed away when she was only 9 years old. So she had a tough start. I mean, like, she had a tough start in life. And then she's just setting out in her own life, and that was taken from her. So we'd ask people, please don't be silent anymore. We need them to break that silence and come forward and help us. And
I know you mentioned there were numerous sightings, you know, or potential sightings around the time, Kathleen, and the guards that have been looking into this and investigating this over the years, and Jojo's disappearance. It was upgraded in more recent years. It was 2020, wasn't it, to a murder investigation?
It was, yeah. They examined Jojo's case, and they agreed that this is they upgraded it then to a murder investigation, and that was a relief to every one of us, and because it gave them more manpower and a lot more resources. And we have a dedicated team working on Jojo's case now, and we are in contact with them, and we have a liaison officer as well, so please God.
You're holding a small remembrance gathering in Kilkenny. That's happening tomorrow, Kathleen.
It is, yeah. Father Willie Purcell and the Gospel Choir, they do this for us every year on Georgia's anniversary. And we remember Georgia and other families with a loved one missing, we remember them all, because they all have, every missing person has a family they have who love and miss them. And it's a chance for us as a family and friends of Jojo, neighbours, everybody who knew it, and people who have supported us over the years, come along and we gather together, and there's a little service and we light the candle of hope and pray for help. And that candle of hope, please God, will shine the light for Jojo to help her finish her journey home. Mm. And also to give people who have information the strength and the courage to come forward and help turn that hope into a reality for us. You know, like
It's been incredibly difficult, Kathleen, for you and the family over the years. And I was just thinking, so Jojo, you know, would have turned 50 this year.
Yeah, it was last year. We always think of her as being 21. And I know that the years pass, and it was last year I just realised, my God, she's 50 now. Look what she has lost out on all those years. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a long time, a lifetime. And it's unbelievable. Do you mean, like, she's after,
this must have really marked most of your life, Kathleen, too.
Oh, it has. That night changed for us forever. There's so many mixed emotions. Like, in the beginning, you're in shock and just trying to grasp what's after happening. And we've had searches over the years, and like, Ireland's a small country, but it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. To me, it was unbelievable. And to think that I met somebody years ago, and they said they had somebody that was missing 25 years at the time, and this is back in the early stages now when Jojo went missing, and I said, well, that won't be us, please God. And here we are now, 29 years, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It's taken over everybody's lives. It has had a huge impact. I mean, it's very difficult now, to be honest with you, and there's not a day goes by that we don't think of her.
That piece of information, you know, when being able to locate and find Jojo or find out what happened. Like, in getting that, Kathleen, will that help you and the family, even though it is 29 years later, but will it help you to move on and find a level of closure?
It would help us, it would give us such relief and not in to know where she is. Because not knowing, it's so hard, and it's so difficult. It's devastating not knowing where she is. Like, if someone passes away, and that is so hard in a family when you lose a loved one. But if you have a funeral, you know where they are. When you don't know where they are, it's devastating. Oh, it really is.
Well, you don't get that chance to say goodbye, Kathleen.
No, you don't get that chance to say goodbye, and to say, God, Joe, we have you back again. We got you home. Mm. I mean, like, that would mean the world to us. It would give us some peace of mind just to have that.
Well, 29 years on, you and the family, Kathleen, more than deserve to get that opportunity at this stage. And, you know, we'll be thinking of you tomorrow. That's happening at the remembrance ceremonies happening in, it's the grounds of Kilkenny Castle, isn't it? If anybody'd like to go along.
Yeah, it is. It's on at 2 o'clock, and we'll be gathering in the courtyard, and then there'll be a little march down to the National Missing Persons Monument, and that's where the service will be. And
if anybody is listening to you today, Kathleen, and maybe has some information, or maybe feels something that they thought was so small at the time or so marginal that they might have overlooked and they want to get in touch, they can still contact the Gardaí that are investigating the case.
Oh, yes. Yeah, God, yeah. They can contact the Gardaí, contact anybody that will... You can even contact Jojo's page. There's a Facebook page up on Jojo. The Gardaí, get that message across.
The Gardaí confidential line too, I should say. It's 1800 double six 6111 and the Missing Persons Helpline, Ireland helpline number. Yeah, their number too is 1800 442 552. Kathleen, listen, thank you very much for joining us today on the programme. I know it's not an easy day for you and the family. As I said, Jojo disappeared the 9th of November, 29 years ago. Thanks very much, Kathleen, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.